This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at pre-hypertension and risk of stroke, adjustments to common shoulder exercises, and finally, a story about exercise and insulin resistance. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 326, recorded October 7th, 2011. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent report has implicated prehypertension, that's systolic pressure between 120 to 139, and diastolic pressure between 80 to 89, as independently raises the risk for stroke by about 50%, according to the results of a new review of relevant research. Importantly, according to the authors, the risk for stroke appeared more strongly driven by higher systolic or diastolic blood pressure values within the prehypertensive range. It is appropriate to recommend and monitor therapeutic lifestyle changes in patients who have a blood pressure that falls within the higher range of prehypertension, according to the author, who told Medscape Medical News. In most studies reviewed, baseline blood pressure was obtained by a single-day measurement, which may lead to misclassification of blood pressure levels and a dilution bias, according to the authors. In contrast, previous epidemiologic evidence suggests that blood pressure measurements taken on a single day may be adequate, they point out. However, a single-day measurement is not sufficient to characterize blood pressure variability, and data on blood pressure variability were not available in the studies analyzed. Despite these and other potential limitations, quote, the results of this systematic review probably represent the most precise and accurate estimate of the strength of the relation between prehypertension and incident stroke currently available, end quote, according to the authors. On the basis of their findings, they suggest that randomized trials to evaluate the efficacy of lowering blood pressure levels in those with higher values within the prehypertension range, are warranted. COT's HealthBeat recommends discussing your blood pressure results with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. For gym-goers looking to build strength and fill out their t-shirts, poor form or technique can turn shoulder workouts into a fast track to physical therapy. About a third of all resistance training injuries involve the deltoids, the muscles that form the rounded contour of the shoulder, making them one of the most common injuries that occur in the weight room. But many of these injuries can be prevented with small changes in technique, a fact highlighted by new research published in the latest issue of the Strength and Conditioning Journal. The research focuses on one of the most popular shoulder exercises for men and women, the upright row. The study found that three simple steps can reduce the risk of injury. Your increase in chances of impingement when you bring your elbows up beyond 90 degrees, basically when they are passed parallel to your shoulders. The same rule holds for another popular exercise called the lateral raise, which develops the medial deltoids. Exercising the medial deltoids carries a number of aesthetic and practical benefits. The exercises can also build strength for everyday activities like carrying groceries, lifting heavy objects, or hoisting small children. COT's HealthBeat recommends discussing all exercise routines and questions to see what is specific for your needs with your qualified healthcare provider, and surf to our show notes for links and more on the steps mentioned in the journal. Insulin resistance has been a growing problem in the United States. People with insulin resistance, also known as impaired insulin sensitivity, have built up a tolerance to insulin, making the hormone less effective. As a result, more insulin is needed to persuade fat and muscle cells to take up glucose and the liver to continue to store it. Normally, food is absorbed into the bloodstream in the form of sugars such as glucose and other basic substances. The decrease in sugar in the bloodstream signals the pancreas to increase the secretion of a hormone called insulin. This hormone attaches to cells, removing sugar from the bloodstream so that it can be used for energy. In insulin resistance, the body's cells have a diminished ability to respond to the action of the insulin hormone. To compensate for the insulin resistance, the pancreas secretes more insulin. Over time, people with insulin resistance can develop high sugars or diabetes, as the high insulin levels can no longer compensate for elevated sugars. A recent study published in the journal Strength and Conditioning concluded that exercise is an effective treatment in the management of insulin resistance through enhanced insulin sensitivity, increased skeletal muscle glucose uptake, and improved B cell function. Additionally, exercise may positively modify comorbidities often associated with insulin resistance. As always, COT's HealthBeat recommends discussing all exercise-related questions and issues with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. A little thought and a little kindness are often worth more than a great deal of money. For Chiropractic Online Today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious. We can
suspicion in your eyes.